This is Morning Edition on KUT. There's a simple way to protect against severe spinal cord or brain birth defects. Eat a bowl of cereal. If the cereal was processed in the U.S., it's been fortified with folic acid. And getting about 400 micrograms of folic acid every day can help prevent those birth defects. Most U.S. cereals have 100% of the daily value, but products made from corn masa flour are not fortified because the Food and Drug Administration doesn't allow it. KUT's Veronica Zaragovia explains why the flour has been left out and why some groups are trying to change this.
Dr. R.J. Berry says you can't understate the importance of folic acid.
The story of folic acid is one of the great public health stories of ever.
Berry works with the Division of Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities of the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta.
The truth is that nobody knows how it works. All we know is that it does work. We know from the highest quality scientific studies, randomized trials, that folic acid will prevent neural tube defects.
The neural tube is the embryonic part that forms into the brain and spinal cord. So a problem at that developmental stage can obviously have serious defects like anencephaly. That means the embryo doesn't form a brain, or the spine defect, spina bifida.
Before you know it, she has a heart. Before you know it.
Here's one of the CDC's public service announcements on folic acid from 1999.
That's when you need to take folic acid, every day. After that, it's too late to prevent some serious birth defects. Folic acid now, before you know it.
Health officials say before you know is the key. Half of all pregnancies are unplanned. Dean Appling is a biochemistry professor at the University of Texas at Austin.
The requirement for folic acid is so early in the pregnancy that most women, by the time they know they're pregnant, they've already passed that critical window. And if they had a problem with folic acid, it would be too late at that point to prevent the birth defect.
Which is why the FDA started adding folic acid to enriched bread, flour, cornmeal, rice, pasta, and other grain products in 1998, but not corn masa. That brings us to the El Milagro plant in San Marcos. Here, tortilla products are made from raw corn. Listen closely and you'll hear corn kernels churning out of this machine into a container. This corn gets softened using a process dating back thousands of years. General Manager Hector Ramirez explains how it's done today.
Lime, essentially, when you add it to water and boil the water with corn above 150 degrees, the corn goes through a process called nixtamalization.
Nixtamalization hails from ancient Mesoamerica, what's now Mexico and Central America. The lime used at El Milagro comes from limestone. It makes grinding the corn into masa much easier because it softens the kernel. But the process doesn't involve adding folic acid. Cynthia Pellegrini is with the March of Dimes. She says the benefits of fortifying foods have not been seen among Latinos.
It was thought that part of the reason for that was that these groups just weren't consuming the same level of wheat flour products. Instead, they were consuming corn masa flour products because that was the staple grain in that diet.
So the March of Dimes and other groups in a coalition want the FDA to set a standard for how much folic acid a manufacturer could add to corn masa. The FDA has responded by asking the petitioning groups to study whether adding folic acid would affect the shelf life of a corn tortilla. Last month, the FDA received the stability study from the petitioners. They expect to hear from the FDA again in mid-January. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.